My name is Nicole Lefebvre, and I'm a shareholder at Littler Mendelson, the largest labor and employment law firm in the world. And I'm a member of the planning committee for today's CLE. I'm also a proud 2012 graduate of the University of Texas School of Law. In my role as a presiding officer this morning, I'm here to help keep things running smoothly and make sure that we're being respectful of your time and getting through all the content that we have ahead of us. So, to that end, let's begin by introducing our first speaker, Jamila Brinson. Jamila is a partner at the Houston office of Jackson Walker. She's board certified in labor and employment law by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Jamila chairs Jackson Walker's Diversity and Inclusion Counseling Practice, which serves clients who are committed to fostering inclusion by implementing and maintaining effective and legally compliant diversity, equity, and inclusion related strategies. And this morning, she's here to help us understand the parameters of at-will employment in the state of Texas. So, without further ado, Jamila Brinson.
Hello and good morning, everyone. It has been wonderful to be asked to do this presentation today because I recall as a baby attorney taking the same course with UTCLE and actually the same program that I am going to present regarding the Texas at-will employment doctrine and learning so much from this program starting off my career in labor and employment. So it is just a true joy to be able to be here with you to be able to do this program with you all. With that, I would like to begin by talking generally about the Texas at-will employment doctrine. Now, if you live in Texas or if you have employees who reside in Texas, then I'm sure you are very much aware that Texas is an at-will employment state. There are various states in the US that are at-will employment states. I've heard someone mention the other day, even California is an at-will employment state, even though you probably wouldn't think so based on all of the employee-friendly laws that California has. But in Texas, that has been the law for well over a century, that if there is no express agreement or contractual agreement otherwise, that either an employer or an employee may terminate an employment relationship at will for any reason whatsoever, for good cause, for bad cause, or for no cause at all. And so I often get calls from clients saying, well, this person, we no longer want to employ them. We would like to go ahead and move forward. And I'm always like, pause. There are a couple of things we need to consider. And the response is always, but why? If it's an at-will employment state, why do I, what else there is there to consider? And what there is to consider is the fact that there are various exceptions to the Texas at-will employment doctrine. And so the question always becomes, so why are there so many employment lawsuits? And that is the reason, because there are various exceptions to the at-will employment doctrine here in Texas. Exceptions stem from every area of the law. It can be a contractual exemption based on a contract that has been entered into by the parties. It can be an oral contract. It can be a contract in writing, which we'll get into more detail about. It can be, there are laws, there are statutes on the books in Texas that make it illegal for employers to terminate employees for a reason that is the law has determined to be illegal for a discriminatory purpose, for a purpose that is determined to be harassment or retaliation, and there are for engaging in certain actions that the law has said the employee has a right to engage in. And so there are various laws that create exceptions to the at-will employment doctrine. There is also what we refer to as common law, right? Law that has just developed over time here in Texas that makes certain acts determine that certain acts are torts, right? So an employer has a right to terminate an employee, but an employer doesn't have a right to engage in defamation. And that means making, false statements about the employee, particularly in the employment context with regard to the reason for termination, or acts that the employee may have engaged in. And so there are various torts that are also exceptions to the at-will employment doctrine.